We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Orach Chaim, Chelek Aleph, Hilchos Nesias Kapayim, Halacha Gimel, Paragraph Beis. In the previous Shir, we did the introduction from Likutei Moran, giving a brief synopsis of the topics that are discussed over there in chapter 22 in Likutei Moran, which this halacha is based on. And now Rav Nosson Zal begins his explanation. V'zeu b'chinas birchas koyanim b'gmar ha'tfila etzel sim sholem. Based on that chapter in Likutei Moran, we'll understand why the koyanim give us the blessing at the end of Shmon Esrei, right before the final bracha, which is sim sholem. Kimavura b'hatoyranal, because Rabbeinu Zal explains in that chapter in Likutei Moran, she'yevsher lizkois lehiskarev, Lebechinas Shiva Horoyim Anal, that it is impossible for a Jew to come close to the seven shepherds of the Jewish people, Avraham, Yitzchok, Yaakov, Moshe, Aharon, Yosef, and David, Shehem Mamshichim Umemalim Eschoisim Ayodin. They are the ones who draw the light from Hashem and fill the seal of the hands. Ki ikar ho'emuna nimshech al yodom, because that the main faith of the Jewish people comes to us via these shivaroyim, ve'yevshel eskarav aleim kim al yedei azus digdusha, and it's impossible for us to come close to these seven shepherds unless a person has azus digdusha. Azus means brazenness, chutzpah, tough, strong. The Ula Azus Digdusha, Rabbeinu Zal over there in Likutei Moran quotes the Gemara, where the Gemara says, Lo nitna Torah l'Yisrael elo mepnei she'azenhein. The Torah was given to the Jewish people only because we have Azus. And there's two ways of interpreting that. One way is that because the Jewish people are so full of brazenness, Azus, chutzpah, we're the ones who need the Torah the most to temper us, to control us. And another interpretation is that it's because we had the brazenness to jump without looking, in a sense, to say, where do we sign? Before even understanding fully what we're signing on, we said, Na'aseh v'nishma, that's why we were privileged to receive the Torah. And we know the Shulchan Aruch begins with the words, Hevi'az kanomer, that in order to be an observant Jew, a person needs this azus, this strength, this chutzpah sometimes, the ability to stand up, to ridicule, and other things. Ula azus digdusha, yefsher liskois, kiyem al yidei simcha v'chedva. And it's impossible for a Jew to be zoche to this holy azus without joy and happiness. Rabbeinu Zal over there in Likutei Moran quotes the pasuk, Ki chedvas Hashem, hi ma'uzchem. Joy and happiness with Hashem, that is your strength, your oiz, your azus. Ve'ikras simcha zeichin al yidei b'chinas na'aseh v'nishma. And the way that a Jew is zeichet to true simcha is by accepting Hashem without questioning in any way. Like the Jews did when it came to Har Sinai, we said, we accept, we commit, and after committing, now we're ready to try to understand what we committed to. We know that there's a pasuk that says, V'simchas oilam al roisham, the happiness of the world on their heads. So that simcha is referred to as a crown. And the Gemara tells us that when the Jewish people said the words Na'aseh v'nishma, when 600,000 Jews declared Na'aseh v'nishma, two angels for each Jew, which means 1,200,000 angels came down with crowns to put two crowns on the head of every Jew, one for Na'aseh, one for Nishma. So we see that simcha is referred to as a crown, these crowns, which the Simchas Olam al Roisham, and these crowns were received through the Nas of Anishma, Dehainu al Yedei Toiro Utfila. Rabbeinu Zalovadei and Likutei Moran explains that Nas of Anishma corresponds to Torah and Tefillah. Torah is referred to as Nase, Asiyas HaMitzvos, performing of the mitzvahs, and Tefillah is Nishma. Rabbeinu Zal quotes a pasuk, Lishmoya El Horino Vel HaTefillah. And Rabbeinu Nosson Zal continues, Shehu Bechinas Nigla Venister. And Torah and Tefillah are referred to as revealed and hidden. Torah is referred to as Nigla, and Tefillah is referred to as Nistar. Rav Nosson Zal explains here from Likutei Moran, Ki Tefillah hu bechinas Nistar, bechinas Nishma, bechinas Dveikus u'bitul le'ein soif. Because Tefillah is referred to as Avoida Shebalev, a service of the heart, coming from the heart, which is hidden, which is something that people don't see. We see a person mouthing the words of tefillah, but we don't really know how much punch is behind that. Because the real punch, the real effectiveness of tefillah is how much heart the person is putting into it. So tefillah is referred to as the lave, the concept of nistar, bechinas nishma, bechinas dveikus u'bitul le'ein soif. Tefillah is all about that deep connection and nullifying oneself to Hashem. V'tzorich kol echod la'alois b'chol pam midarga ledarga. Rabbeinu Zal says over there in Likutei Moran that every single Jew has to strive to climb from level to level all the time, never to remain in one level. Lasois mehanishma nase, minister nigla, mitfila toira. When we talk about climbing from level to level, we said before that the Torah is referred to as nase, that's the lower level. Tfila is referred to as nishma, which is the higher level. And Rabbeinu Zal says there, since we're climbing, in order to climb, you have to convert nishma into nase. You have to convert tefillah, make from tefillah Torah, in order to get a new nishma, in order to get a new tefillah that's higher. V'chein lo'olam, and so too ad infinitum. This continues. This is the avoda of a Jew. Rabbeinu Zal explains there that a Jew is never standing in one place. A Jew is always trying to go higher, and going higher, Rabbeinu Zal over there in Likutei Moran mentioned that there's A and B. There's the lower level and the higher level. The lower level is Torah, which is referred to as Nase. The higher level is Tefillah, which is referred to as Nishma. And again, Torah is referred to as Nigla. Tefillah is referred to as Nistar in this context. And Rabbeinu Zal says a Jew has to constantly be trying to climb this ladder. And the way you climb the ladder is by taking the upper level, converting it into lower level, and thereby receiving a new upper level. By taking the tefillah and making it into Torah, then you receive a new tefillah, a higher level, and so on and so forth, keeping on going higher and higher. Ayin Shom, look over there in chapter 22 in Likutei Moran, Kemavur Kol Ze Shom Ba'er Heitev. All of this is explained and clarified there very well. Umevor Sham, Rabbeinu Zal also explains there, Shehanishma, Shehu Bechinas Tefillah, Hu Bechinas Bereshis. Rabbeinu Zal there quotes the Gemara, which speaks about the first two words in the Torah, Bereshis, Bora. And the Gemara says, Bereshis is referred to as Maimar, a complete word. Bora is Chatzi Maimar. Bara is half a word compared to Bereshis. The word Bereshis is Bara Shis. So the Gemara refers to Bereshis as Maimar Sholem, and Bara is referred to as Chatzi Maimar. So Rabbeinu Zal says there that Nishma, which is Tefillah, which is Nistar, corresponds to Bereshis. And Bereshis is also Yira. Bechinas Maimar Sholem. Rabbeinu Zal quotes the Tikkuni Zohar, which says that the word Bereshis is made up of two words, Yira and Boishes. Yore Boishes. The Torah tells us that when Hashem gave the Ten Commandments to Klal Yisrael, when He gave us the Torah on Har Sinai, if you take a look in Parshas Yisroi, after the Ten Commandments, Moshe Rabbeinu says to the Jewish people, now let me tell you what all of this is really about. The reason why Hashem did all of this, and the fireworks, and the mountain shaking, and all of that, you know what it was all about? Leman tihye yirosoi al paneichem, so that you, Klal Yisrael, will have fear of Hashem upon your faces, levilti techto, so that you won't do any sins. This is what the Pasuk says there at the end of Aseres HaDibrois, that Moshe Rabbeinu summarizes. He says, let me tell you what this is really all about. The reason for the fire and brimstone and the thunder and the lightning and all of this was, leman tihye yirosei al paneichem, levilti techto. So that Klal Yisrael will have this fear of Hashem upon our faces, so that we won't sin. Rashi over there says, quoting the Gemara, what does this mean, fear of Hashem upon your face? Zuboishes. Rashi Kodesh says this means busha, a certain feeling of shame and embarrassment. When a person is standing downstairs in front of the Empire State Building and they look up, and they see this incredible building, like never seen anything like, the person feels tiny. The person feels insignificant, like a little cockroach standing in front of this huge building. Lahavdil, seeing Hashem, the way Hashem showed himself on Har Sinai, this is all about us being filled with this fear and awe and respect and feeling ashamed and embarrassed standing in front of the great, great Hashem. And this is the word Bereshis, which is the combination of Yore, Boishes, Yira, which is synonymous with Busha. And through this Yira and Busha, this leads to happiness. Ki ikar shlemus hasimcha al yedei hatfila. Because the real perfection of simcha comes through tefila, shehu bechinas yira sholem. Tefila is shlemus hayira. The connection between simcha and tefila, the pasuk says ki beisi. The pasuk says usimachtin. Beveis tefilosi, you will be full of joy and happiness in my house of prayer. So we see that tefila is simcha. Tefila leads to shlemus ha-simcha, and tefila is also yira sholem, shlemus of yira. The Gemara says that yira sholem is Yerushalayim. The Gemara says that one person called it yira. I believe it was shame called it yira. And somebody else gave it the name, Avram Avinu gave it the name Sholem. That's how the city of Yerushalayim got the name Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is the center of Shlemus HaYira, Yira Sholem. And Yerushalayim is the center of Tefillah, of the whole world. The entire world faces towards Eretz Yisrael. All of Eretz Yisrael faces towards the city of Yerushalayim. So Yerushalayim is Yira Sholem, Yerushalayim is Tefillah, Yerushalayim is the place of Simcha. Vayidea Simcha, and we saw earlier that through Simcha, a person is zoiche to Azaz Digdusha. Simcha gives a person the guts, the brazenness to jump, to go for it, to want to come close to Hashem, not to be afraid to come close. We quoted the pasuk earlier, Ki chedvas Hashem, hi mo'uzchem. Joy, happiness with Hashem, that is your oiz. That gives you that azus digdusha. Shaydeze mishabrim azus haguf. This is what gives a Jew the ability to break the chutzpah of the body. The body has the chutzpah, the audacity, to want a third ice cream and to want more sleep and more gashmias and more food and more this. That's the azus of the guf. through simcha de kedusha, we can break that azus of the guf and the azus of the sitrachra and be zeche to azus de kedusha, the azus that it takes to come close to Hashem. V'zeichen lehiskarev lahaneshama, and through this we're zeche to come close to our souls and ula hatzadik hador, and to the tzadik of the generation. V'sheyikabel haguf mehaneshama, and that the body should take its orders from the neshama. The neshama should be in the driver's seat. The neshama should say when we eat, how much we eat, what we eat, etc. Not the guf giving the orders. Let's go into this restaurant, let's go there, let's see this, let's do that. V'chein kloli yisoilam me'atzadik, and so too regarding the world compared to the tzadik, the world is considered like the body and the tzaddik's the neshama. Yekablu kol heha'orois v'ha'asogois shehaneshama v'ha'tzaddik hador royin umasigin tomid. Rabbeinu Zalveh speaks about the soul which is connecting to Hashem, which is receiving spiritual light, sharing that light, communicating that light to the body. And so too, the soul of the world is the tzaddik. The tzaddik is the neshama of the world. Compared to the tzaddik, we are all the guf, we're the body. And therefore, we want to make a relationship. We want to create a bond, a bridge with the tzaddik, who is the neshama of the world, so that the tzaddik will share with his body, which is Klal Yisrael, which is the entire world, he will share with us the spiritual light that he is receiving. As the tzaddik is going higher and higher and achieving new hasogos, new levels of understanding of Hashem, we want him to share that with Klal Yisrael. Again, the neshama and the guf. Ve'oz nishlam hu emuna. And when all of this is accomplished, then we're zeche to perfection of emuna, shehi b'chinas Yerushalayim, which is also Yerushalayim. It's also Yerushalayim, because we find Yerushalayim is called in Eicha Kirya Ne'emona, the city of Emuna. V'al shem ze nikre so Emuna Yerushalayim, and it's for this reason why Emuna is referred to as Yerushalayim, shehi Yerushalayim. We said Yerushalayim represents Shleimus HaYira, ki ikr binyona al yidei b'chinas hanishma, because the thing that builds Yerushalayim the most is nishma, shehu b'chinas bereshis, which we said is bereshis, which is yorei boishis, which is maimar sholem, hainu Yerushalayim. That's the main thing that builds Yerushalayim. Ayin shom kol ze heite. Study that chapter, Chof Beis and Likutei Moran. There, Rabbeinu Zal explains every single one of these concepts. He's got a paragraph for each one, explaining them, showing the psukim, the gemaras, that make it all clear. Paragraph Gimel. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, V'alkein, and based on this, Bigmar HaTfila, at the completion of Shmon Esrei, V'HaTfila Hu B'chinas Nishma, B'chinas Nistar Kanal, we said that Tfila corresponds to Nishma, Nistar, U'Bigmar HaTfila, when we're coming to the end of Tfila, Kishimagin Lebirchas Ritzei U'Moidim, when we get to that part of the Shmon Esrei, Shehem Gemar HaTfila, that's already considered the conclusion of Shmon Esrei, as the Gemara says in Brachas, page 34, Ke'eved Shekibel Pras Miraboy, that the earlier part of the Shmon Esrei is when we're standing before Hashem like a servant pleading his case before the king, asking Hashem for Das and for Refuah and for Parnasa, for the whole long list. When we get up to Ritzei, we finished asking for everything we need to ask. Now we're starting to say thank you. We're up to the thank you part. Moedim anachnu lach, Hashem, we thank you for the good and all the... So that's the end of the tefillah. Ve'oz tzrichen lizkois lahasig hanishma. That's the point where we want, by having davened the whole tefillah, we want to be zeichet to the level of nishma. Lasois mehanishma nase. We want to make from nishma, from tefillah, we want to make it into nase, into Torah. We want to bring it down. Dehainu lizkois lebechinas Yerushalayim. We want to be zeichet to the level called Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim. V'zeo bechinas birchas ritzei. And that's what that bracha ritzei is all about. Shehu bechinas yira, which is referred to as the concept of respect, fear of Hashem. K'mo yishanu oimrim shom, be'eis shehakoyhanim roitze liso kapehim, as we find in the tefillah that we say when the kohanim are getting ready to duchim, she'oz oimrim shom, there's a special bracha. Now keep in mind, Rav Nosson Zal lived in Chutz Loretz. He lived in Ukraine. They duchened only on holidays, Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkos. When you duchen on the holidays, if you recall, even us in Eretz Yisrael, there's a special prayer that we say there before the Kohanim go up, which is V'se'orev lefonecho asiroseinu ka'oilo chakorban. Ono rachum berachmecho rabim, hoshev shchinoscho letzini recho, v'seder avoyde lirushayim, v'shom na'avodcho beyiro kimeyola mokshanen kadmonios. And the Chazan says, Boruch ato Hashem, she'oyscho levadcho beyiro na'avod. If you'll take a look in your machzor and your sidurim, it has this bracha, which we recite before birchas koyanim. So Rav Nosson Zal says, take a look. You see that the preparation for the Kohanim going up to the Duchen is where we say, V'shom na'avodcha be'yira. Hashem, give us back the Beis HaMikdash, where we will serve you with yira. V'siyum ha'bracha, and when the Chazan says that bracha, he concludes with the words, She'oyscha levadcha be'yira na'avoy. Hashem, to you alone we will worship with yira, with fear, with respect. V'alkein, oz ha'koyhanim oikrim ragleim b'shvil v'siyas kapayim. And this is why the law is that it's at that point that if the kohen didn't move, if the kohen didn't go up yet, he better move it. If he doesn't go up there, he don't go up anymore. If he waits a little bit longer, he can't go up to duchen anymore. V'achar kach mevorchen es Yisrael etzel sim shalom. And it's after that, when the Kohanim give the bracha right before Sim Shalom. V'ikar habracha, and the main punchline of Birchas Kohanim, Hu Shalom, is when the Kohanim say, V'yosem lecha Shalom. That's the climax of Birchas Kohanim. Shehu siyum gmar birchosam. That's the conclusion of their bracha. K'mai shekosuv, V'yosem lecha Shalom. Ki ikar nesias kapayim shel ha-Kohanim, because the main mission, the main goal in the Kohanim performing this Birchas Kohanim is to draw upon Klal Yisrael this seal of the hands, this Choysim Hayodin, as Rabbeinu Zal mentioned there in Likut Imran. We mentioned yesterday that this refers to when the Kohanim spread out their hands to give us the Birchas Kohanim, they are giving over this seal of the hands, which is Emuna, Shehu Bechinas Yerushalayim, which is Yerushalayim, Kirya Ne'emona, the city of Emuna, Shezoichin Al Yedei HaTfila, which was Zoichetu through Tfila, Shehu Bechinas Nishma, which is Nishma. V'alkein Noisim Kapeyim B'Shas Tfila Daika, and this is why the Kohanim raise their hands in middle of Chazaras Hashatz, it's in middle of the tefillah. Because that's when this nishma is taking place. That's when this light of Yerushalayim is glowing. V'ho'ikar etzel birchas sim shalom, and most importantly, they're giving us the bracha right before those words sim shalom. V'ze ikar birchosam, and this is their main blessing. V'yosem l'cha shalom, that Hashem should bestow upon us peace. Hainu bechinas maimar sholem. That is the complete statement, which is yira sholem. Sholem refers to sholem over there. Shlemus is sholem. Machlokes means divided. To divide means machlokes. When a group of people are divided, it means they're arguing with each other. There's a split, right? That's machlokes. That's the opposite of shalom. And the opposite of sholem, complete. Sholem means a whole one, one that is not split. Ki oikrim ragleim bavoida, because the Kohanim move their feet at the Baruch of Avoida, Shubchinas Yira, which is Yira, v'achakach mevorchim b'sholem, and they give the bracha at sholem, haynu b'chinas Yira sholem, Shubchinas Yerushalayim, Kiryan Emona, sheze ikur b'chinas choysim ayodin. That is this seal of the hands that Rabbeinu Zal speaks about over there, shemamshichim hakohanim daika al yedei nesiyas yedeihim, which the Kohanim draw upon us by raising their hands. We're pausing here for a moment. Hello, Ken? Ani hevanti, ani bemtza shiur, ani afsik hashiur ashav leireid velaziz et oto. Slicha, slicha. They all park downstairs that way, okay. I apologize, we're going to have to pause here. I hope for about... Rav Nosson Zal explains, ki be'emes ha'koil echod v'ze toli boze. In reality, it's all one, and everything is dependent on each thing is dependent on the other item. Ki mevur b'hatoyranal, because Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in Likutei Moran, she'tzrichen lekabel shleimus su'emuna me'hatzadik hador, shehu klolius shivaroyim. That a Jew has to strive to receive perfection of emunah, complete perfection of emunah, from the tzaddik of the generation, who is a composite of all seven shepherds. The tzaddik hador is a combination of Avram, Yitzchok, Yaakov, Moshe, and Yosef, and David. V'chein, and we mentioned earlier the pasuk Ure'ei emunah. That emuna comes from Ure'ei, from the Royim, from the shepherds. V'chein tzorech kol echod lekabel mehaneshomo sheloi kol heheorois v'hahasogois shehaneshomo maseges. And so too, each and every single Jew has to see to it to receive from his own neshama all of the light and all of the understanding of Hashem that the neshama achieves. Shehaguf gamkein yeda mizeh. The person has to see to it that the neshama should share it with the guf. Because the neshama and the guf are opposites. They're like husband and wife. She wants to go to the restaurants and to this, and he wants to go learn, and they're pulling. Each one's pulling in the other direction until the rope tears, chas v'shalom. The neshama and the guf are also, the guf wants exactly the opposite of what the neshama wants. And the neshama wants the exact opposite of what the guf wants. So what do we do here? And the neshama is learning Torah and Torah. Unless the neshama makes sure to share that Torah, to share that light with the guf, he can be in big trouble. If the guf is just the same thing with a husband and wife, if a husband is or a wife, if either one of them is advancing in Yiddishkeit and they're not sharing it with the other one, there's going to be a problem. There's going to be a split, chas v'shalom, because they're going in two opposite directions. So Rabbeinu Zal there speaks about this, that it's important that neshama has to know that it has to share with the guf its closeness to Hashem, its hasogos, its new understandings. And it's impossible to accomplish this unless the person has that Azaz Digdusha, which means that they've succeeded in breaking the Azaz of the Sitra Achra. The person has to get rid of, he has to put the guf in its place. The guf can't say, I want this, I want that, I'm going to get everything I want. The person has to work on himself to break the azus of the guf. When he does that, he'll be zoche to azus digdusha. And then the guf becomes a partner to the neshama. Then the guf is willing to listen. And the neshama has the opportunity to share with the guf its insights. This is exactly the same concept in marriage, as we mentioned. This goes on every single day when people are trying to get close to Hashem. If they're not both connected properly, there's trouble. There's all kinds of trouble. And if the neshama, if they each one understands what they're about, if the neshama understands what it's all about and its power of azus tikdusha, and it understands that the guf has its azus, and the person tries to work on himself to put each one in their proper place, the Zohar HaKadosh compares it to a horse and the rider. The neshama is the rider and the guf is the horse. They can work together beautifully if the rider's on top and the horse is on bottom. The minute they decide to switch roles, to switch places, we know how far that goes. So we said that the world has to receive from the tzaddik, shleimus emunah, and each individual person has to receive from his own neshama the light that the neshama is achieving. And it's impossible to get to this without Azus Digdusha, Kimavur Sham, as Rabbeinu Zal explains over there. Ula Azus Zoichin Alidei Simcha. And how does a person get to Azus Digdusha? Through Simcha. Ki Chedva Sashem Himoluzchen. Shehu B'chinas Nasev Anishma. How does a person get to Simcha? Simcha is a crown. Simcha is a crown on the head. The Pasuk says, V'simchas Oilam Al Roisham. The eternal happiness on their heads, on top of their heads. What's on top of the head? A crown. How does a person get a crown? Through Nasev Anishma. The Gemara says that when the Jews said Nasev Anishma, every single Jew was crowned with two crowns. Ve'ikar Shleimus HaSimcha Hu Bechinas HaNishma. And Rabbeinu Zal says there, between the two, between Nasev and Nishma, the real perfection of Simcha is Nishma. Kama Shekosav Sham, as Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in Likut Imran, we know that the Torah is also Simcha. There's a pasuk, Pikudei Hashem Yeshorim Mesamchei Lev, that the mitzvahs of Hashem bring joy to the heart. This is why we have the halacha coming up in a week. Not this Shabbos. This Shabbos is going to be Rosh Chodesh of the following Shabbos, which is Shabbos Chazoin, which is Tisha B'Av, the following Shabbos, which is the ninth day of, Rosh Chodesh is Friday. Shabbos is going to be the second day of Av, and the following Shabbos will be the ninth of Av. We know that on Tisha B'Av, on a regular year, even on this year, the halacha speaks about what you're allowed to learn, what you're not allowed to learn. That on Tisha B'Av, three quarters of the Torah, you're not permitted to study. You're only permitted to study those things that relate to the Churban Beis Hamikdash, to the laws of Avelis, to the mitzvahs of Tisha B'Av, and related to that. Now, even this year, even when Tisha B'Av comes out on Shabbos, according to many rabbis, from midday, from Chatzos Yoim, a person is no longer allowed to learn things that they learn throughout the year. Again, even though it's Shabbos, and on Shabbos, there's no Avelis, no. Yes, there are certain little small changes that we make because it's Tisha B'Av, such as the fact that we don't learn our usual learnings. We switch to learning the limudim that are shayach to Tisha B'Av in the 9 days. Also, we finish Suda Shlishit. Usually on a regular Shabbos, the more the better, the longer the better. Be on Tisha B'Av, on Shabbos, you must finish eating before Shkia, because that's when the fast begins, and certain other laws that pertain to it. Okay, but we went to the point we were making here is that even though Torah, and the reason why you can't learn Torah on Tisha B'Av these days is because the Torah is happiness. Pikudei Hashem Yishorim Mesamchei Lev, it makes the heart happy. But Rabbeinu Zal shows there on the Likut Imran that Tefillah is even a higher level of Simcha. Usamachtem beveis filosi. Utsrichim b'chol pam leilech midarga ledarga. And we said that a Jew has to strive constantly to climb from level to level. Lasois mehanishma nase, to convert the nishma into nase, and thereby receive the sheyieloi nishma gavoya mimenu, and then get a new nishma. V'chulu, etc. V'chein la'olam. And this continues throughout a person's life. Ad sheyieh nichlal be'ein soif. The person keeps climbing the ladder until he gets up to Hashem, until he plugs into the infinite light of Hashem. And through this whole process, the person is zeichet to simcha, shaydeze zeichet la azus, through which he zeichet to have azus tikdusha, vaydeze zeichet la kabel heorois vasogois, shaneshoma maseges. And through this, the entire person, even his body, is zeichet to share in the light that the neshama achieves. In the hasogois, the understanding of Hashem that the neshama is achieving, the body is able to share with it. Once he got rid of the azus of the sitrachra, once he punched out that body real well, he beat him up, and he put him in line, and he told him, you are not the boss, you are not calling the shots. You are an assistant of the neshama. You are here to serve the neshama, for the neshama to be able to work through you. Then the body can share the special things that the neshama experiences. V'chein klolius ha'olam. And so too regarding the world versus the tzaddik. The tzaddik is like the battery of the world. He's like the neshama of the world. Yecholim lekabel mitzaddik hador. Through this whole process, the world can receive from the tzaddik. Va'o zeichen le'emuna shlema, and then we're zeichet to perfection of emuna, v'nishlam choysam hayodim, and we complete the seal of the hands. Kol ze mevor sham b'hatoyranal. All of this is explained over there in that chapter on the Likutei Moran. Now this chapter on the Likutei Moran has something unique about it. Rabbeinu Zal, before he gave that shir, which was on a Rosh Hashanah, Rabbeinu Zal said, let me tell you something interesting. I was upstairs and I went to a place where I saw they were giving out Torah. And you know how much I love Torah. You know how much I love to hear new Torah. So I went to this room and there was a guard there. And the guard said, can't come in unless you're willing to pay. You have to pay to get in. How much do you have to pay? Rabbeinu Zal said, I used my entire budget, my entire expense account, 2,000 adumim, which might have been like $200,000. They said, that's what it costs. I said, no problem, here you go. I gave it, and then they let me in, and this Torah is some of what I heard there. This is chapter 22 on Likutei Moran. This is how Rabbeinu Zal introduced this chapter on Likutei Moran, where he speaks about a number of incredible deep concepts. This is one of about 10 or 15 places in Likutei Halachos that Rav Nosson Zal expounds on and explains this chapter on Likutei Moran. So to give you an idea of what we're talking about here. Now Rav Nosson Zal is going to address an interesting question here. V'lechoyra l'fum riato nir. Rav Nosson Zal says, it seems at first glance, if we study what Rabbeinu Zal said there, it seems that it's impossible for a person to get close with his neshama, and so too for the tzaddik of the generation to get close to the world, unless they climbed the ladder and they got to the top step on the ladder. Because the way Rabbeinu Zal said it over there, he said you have to keep climbing and climbing and climbing until you get to the top, until you plug into Ein Sof, and at that point, the neshama will be able to share with the body. At that point, the tzaddik will be able to share with the world. Dahainu shenichlal be'ein soif. At the point where the person climbed the ladder to such a high level where he plugged into the infinite light of Hashem. Ve'im kein, and if that's the case, lefizeh hadover tamua moed. It seems to be very, very hard to understand this. Ki bevadai kishekvar zocho lenase v'nishma govoya kazeh, because if a person climbed the ladder to the top, And he got to the highest level of Nasev and Ishma, Dehainu Shehisig Hanistoros. This person was zeicher to get to know all the Nistoros. He went from Nigla to Nistor, he kept climbing till he got to know all the secrets. Imkein, Kvar Kibel He'oras Vasogas Harbe Menashama. This person obviously has already received lots of light from his neshama. Ki hasogas hanishma biatzmoi, dahainu hasogas hanistar, zeo biatzmoi bevadai heoras vasogas hanishama. Because each time that the person goes up a level on this ladder and he gets to the nishma, which we said is nistar, that definitely is coming from his neshama. That definitely is soul light. It's neshama light. Ve'eich shayach loymar. So how could Rabbeinu Zal say there, shal yedei hasogas hanishma hazeh, that only when a person achieves the top level of nishma, through that yizke la'azus, that'll give him the azus digdusha l'shaber azus haguf, to break the azus of the body, the chutzpah, you know, the body azus. And then he'll come close to his neshama, ula hatzadik. Rav Nosson Zal asks, ki bevadai, ki shekvar hisig nasev anishma kazeh, when a Jew has gotten to the top level of nasev anishma, bevadai kvar shofar azis aguf. It seems that that guy broke his azis of the guf a long time ago. Ki im lav, because if not, how in the world did he get to this top level of nishma? Question. And again, this is one of the purposes of Likutei Halachos. Likutei Halachos explains Likutei Moran. There are many times that Rav Nosson Zal will mention things in Likutei Moran that seem unclear, and he'll go ahead and clarify it. He'll explain it. Ach be'emes hadvorim kshurim ze boze. Rav Nosson Zal says, however, the answer to this is that these things are all connected to each other. Ki bevadai hasogas hanishma zehu biatzmoi heheorois vahasogos shetzrichen lekabel haguf mei haneshama. Of course you're right that any time a Jew is trying to get to any nishma, even to the lowest level of nishma, that is a light that's coming from the neshama. That's a light that's coming from the tzaddik. Klolius o'ilom at tzaddik hanal. That's a light that the body is receiving from the neshama. The world is receiving from the tzaddik. Ki kol ma shemekablim haguf veklolius o'ilom mehaneshama v'hatzaddik. Because any time that we talk about the body receiving from the neshama, or we talk about the world receiving from the tzaddik, hu bechinas nishma v'nistar. We're talking about nishma. We're talking about nistar. Shebetchila hoyo nistar mehem. That at first, the people didn't know this information about Hashem, this understanding about Hashem. And through the tzaddik opened their eyes to give them new enlightenment about Hashem. Achem shechadvorim v'kishurom hu kach. However, Rabbeinu Zal says, you want to know how the flow works? Let me explain to you here now how this flow works. Ki be'emes nishma nikra be'eis shehahasoga adayin nistar mimenu. Rav Nosson Zal says, you know when we use the word nishma? When the person does not yet understand the thing. If we're talking about a certain level of understanding of Hashem that I don't have yet, my Rebbe has it, my Rebbe understands this, I don't, then to me, that is nishma right now. Ki achar kach, kishezoiche lahasig anishma, because the moment that my Rebbe shares that with me, he explains that to me, and I understand it, shuv einoi nikra b'shem nishma. It is no longer referred to as nishma, ki im b'shem naseh. That has become naseh for me. That's something that I fully understand now. Ki kishemasig hanishma, because when a person understands that which was originally nishma to him, azai nase mehanishma nase, then the nishma was converted to nase for him, veyeshloi nishma gavoya mimenu, and a new nishma moved in to replace the old one. Because again, this is a dynamic situation. This is changing all the time. The minute you achieve one, the minute you learn something, something else moves into that slot where that thing was before that you still don't know. V'chein la'olam, and so too this continues ad infinitum. V'ikar shem nasa v'nishma b'chol darga v'darga hu b'chinas nigla v'nister toira utfila. And Rav Nosson Zal says these words that are used in the Torah, nasa v'nishma, another word for that is toira and tfila. Another word for that is nigla and nister, revealed and hidden. V'ideze zoichen l'b'chinas simcha. And through this, the person is zoichet to simcha. Shubchinas azes digdusha. Shal yedeze zoichen l'kabel kol he'orois v'asogois me'neshom v'atzadi. And this is what enables the person to receive all of that light that's coming from their neshama, from their own neshama, and from the tzaddik. Shezehu biatzmoi b'chinas hasogas hanishma biatzmoi. This is what's called achieving the nishma, attaining the nishma. Hainu, the hainu, lamoshel. Rav Nosson says, let me give you an example. Odom poshut ha'oimed b'madrega tachtoina. A simple Jew who's on the ground level, they're all the way on the bottom. V'hanase sheloi b'chinas toira b'pshitus. His nase is Parshas Bereishis. He ain't never learned Bereishis. He never learned Bereishis yet. Certainly not with the Rashis. So for him, right now, Parshas Bereishis with Rashi is called Nishma for him. It's something he doesn't know yet. He doesn't understand it yet at all. I'm sorry. V'hanase sheloi hu b'chinas toira b'pshitus. This person has learned Torah. He learned Chumash and Rashi. So to him, Chumash and Rashi is nase. It's something that he achieved already. V'hanishma sheloi, his nishma, shehu hanistor, which is something that's hidden from him, hu gamkein eze madrega ktano hagovoye mimenu, is also a low level, but it's above the level he's on. It's above Chumash and Rashi. It's, let's say, adding the Ramban and the Ora Chaim to it. We know, again, kids in fourth grade, fifth grade learn Chumash and Rashi. You get up to seventh and eighth grade, the Rebbe says, now let's make this a little more interesting. Even though Rashi says this, the Ramban disagrees with Rashi on this point, and the Ramban gives a different explanation of this. And the Ora Chaim gives a much deeper pshat, a deeper explanation of all of this. Ki hu eino yodea adayin shum derech ve'etza b'avodas Hashem. Because Rav Nosson Zal explains now, this person's nishma is a level above because this person doesn't yet know exactly how to serve Hashem. He doesn't know all the ins and outs and all the advice that a person needs to serve Hashem properly. V'chol hadrochim v'ho etzois heim b'chinas nishma. And therefore, all the paths in coming close to Hashem and all the advice that one needs to deal with the conflicts, with the ups and downs, with the different tests and everything, all of that is nishma to this person so far. He has not learned it. He doesn't know, but they're nister to him. Shu b'chinas tefila, dveikus. They are in the category of tefila and dveikus. What does that mean? What does it mean it's in the category of tefillah? Dahainu shehu tzorech lespalel harbe l'Hashem yisborach. This person, if he wants to get to know the advice that he needs to serve Hashem, even though he learned Chumash and Rashi already, that's naseh to him, but if he wants to get to his nishma, the only way he's going to get there is if he davens a lot very hard, ulevatel atzmoy elov yisborach, and he nullifies himself to Hashem, ulaharbois behizboidus, vesichois beinoila beinkoinoi, ubitchinois, ubitfilois, ubakoshois. He's got to pour on a lot of tefillah, begging Hashem, open my eyes, Hashem. I've tasted Torah, but I know there's much more to it. Because even though I learned Parshas Bereishis and Noah, I still don't know which way is up. I don't know what to do about my wife. I don't know what to do about Parnosa. I don't know what to do about anything. I don't know how to move. V'chol zeh hu b'chinas nishma. All of this is in the category of nishma, shehu bechinas tefila, dehainu ma shemispale la shemisporach. All of this is about the person davening to Hashem, sheyoyrehu Hashem yisporach derech ve'etzi yeshor olavodas yisporach. For Hashem to show him and teach him the path and good, clear advice how to serve Hashem. She'ato, right now, at this moment, at this point in time in this person's life, haderech v'ho'etza azois, he nistar mimenu. This knowledge, this path, this advice is hidden from him. He doesn't know. And therefore, it's in the category of nishma. Vazai, and then, if he does this, if this person applies himself, and he davens real, real hard to Hashem, real serious, Vazai ali dezer hadveikus vahatfila biatzmoi. Through this dveikus, by really putting his heart into it and bringing his heart to Hashem, and through the tefillah, shubhinas nishma, ali dezer zoichin lovoi lesimcha. This will bring the person to simcha, bechinas vesimchas oilam al roisha. As the pasuk says, eternal joy on your head, al roish, above your head. Shenase meinase venishmak. Shenase minase venishmakanal. This happiness is brought about as a result of this set. Venase, the chumash and rashi that the person learned, the things that the person did learn, and the nishma, the tefillah that he poured on very hard, begging Hashem to be zoiche, to understand more. Hainu, mitoira utfila. From the combination of learning and davening, the person got to this new, this nishma. Kalidei hatoira hapshuta shaloimeid lefi madrigosoi. Because through the simple Torah that the person learns on his level, kitzer shulchan aruch, chumash and rashi, today happens to be the yard site of the author of the kitzer shulchan aruch, Reb Shlomo Gansfried, Zechet Tzadik Levrocha, Zchus Yevon Aleinu, a sefer that was accepted universally, by all the whole Ashkenazic world just about, studies the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. He's one of the final words in Hebrew law. So that's called Torah Pshuta, that the person learns Lefi Madrigosa on his level, Val Yedei HaTfila VaHaHisboidedus Sheloi, and through that person's Tfila and Hisboidedus, Shepoires Kapov, he spreads out his hands, Umishtatech Atzmoy Lefnei Hashem Yisborach, and he prostrates himself before Hashem, Sheyoyreu Derech Ve'etzel Avoidosei Hanister Mimenu, begging Hashem to teach me how to serve him, which right now is hidden from me, I don't know that. Aydezeh Biatzmoy Zeiche L'Simcha, through that combination of Torah and Tefillah, the person will be Zeiche to Simcha. That simcha will give him incredible azus digdusha. He'll have the guts and the chutzpah that he needs to go forward strong. Vazai nishbar azus gufoi, and then the azus of the body will fall away. It'll run. And then the entire person, his body, will be zeche to receive and benefit from the neshama. It'll share what the neshama is getting, the body will share it. And his body will tingle when Shabbos comes, when he's learning Torah, when he's doing anything, a mitzvah. His body will be involved in it also. It'll feel that joy and happiness. Just like we gave the example earlier about a husband and wife, that if a husband is growing in Avodas Hashem, he's growing in Yiddishkeit, and the wife isn't, he's not taking her along for the ride, he's not sharing with her any of the insights that he's receiving, again, on her level, then there's going to be a split. He's going in one direction, she ain't going in that direction, or she's going in the opposite direction. There's going to be serious problems. And therefore, he has to know that one of his responsibilities is that if he's the neshama and she's the guf, if he's more spiritual and she's less spiritual, he has to find the way that's being explained here for the neshama to share with the guf, for the husband to be able to share with his wife on her level the things that he's gaining, the knowledge he's gaining, so that they can serve as a set And then he's zoche to the simcha, to all the things we spoke about here. V'chein, and so too, may hatzadik hador. If people want to be able to receive from the great, great light that the tzaddik is gaining every day the tzaddik is reaching new heights. He's getting higher and higher levels of understanding of Hashem. And he's a billion miles away from us. On one hand, he has no kesher to the world. But we have to see to it, the tzaddik has to see to it, and the world has to see to it, for them to come together, for him to be able to share his hasogas with the rest of the world. Hainu shemekabel mehem hasogas hanishma shehu hasogas hanista. Meaning that the body receives from the neshama, and the people receive from the tzaddik this nishma, this nistor. Hainu shemasig ato, meaning that we, the Jewish people, will receive now haderech v'ho'etzo shoya nismenu, the derech to serve Hashem, the advice which we didn't know before, which we didn't have before. V'oz, and then lefi hasagosoi, then on that person's level, kein nishlam ho'emuna, the person has completed a certain level of emuna, shubchinas choysem ayodin, which is the seal of the hands, shubchinas Yerushalayim, kiryan emuna, which is Yerushalayim, the city of emuna, shubchinas yiro sholim, shezoichin al yedei hanishma, which a Jew is zoicha to every time he acquires a nishma. Shehu b'chinas yiro, maimar sholim, ki hasogas hanishma biatzmoi, ze b'chinas Yerushalayim kiryan emuna. Because the person's ability, the person's success in getting to understand that which was nishmatim before, that which he didn't know before, he didn't understand before, that's called achieving Yerushalayim. That's this Yerushalayim. That's this Shleimus Emuna. Shemekablim mehatzadik u'mehaneshama, which we receive from two places. Each person receives this from his own neshama. This is the relationship between the neshama and the rest of the person. And this is also the relationship between the tzaddik and the world, the tzaddik and Klal Yisrael, or the tzaddik and the world. We'll hold it over here for now. Once again, tomorrow, right now, tomorrow is Erev.